What was the play?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a soft intro.
It was.
I don't even remember what it was called.
Martin Eden Overdue?
Yeah. Martin Eden Overdue. It was an adaptation from
Jack London.
A Jack London novel that probably did not ask to be adapted into a play.
It was, I feel like it was maybe like a chapter of a book.
I still,
nothing happened in it.
Yeah, there,
was it a musical?
No, it was a play. But usually like plays very much follow like the plot line. Like there's, you know, rising action, climax, resolution. I have no idea what like even the central conflict of that play was.
Now,
we watched it for like 2 hours
before
intermission happened.
Because it was outside, could you guys hear everything? Or is it too, were you sitting too far back?
No, we could barely hear.
Do you think that might be why you don't know what was going on?
Probably. But I mean, with a play, everyone overacts because that's like just how it is.
Yeah.
So like we got the gist of it. Just not the point.
For us being too far back, we were not far back at all.
Yeah, they didn't have microphones, right?
No, there was one microphone or something.
Yeah. Like when they did the flashbacks, they did not have microphones.
But my favorite part was in the middle of the play when I look over and Danny is like choking and trying to choke silently because also they were recording this play and the camera was right behind where we were sitting. So I look over and she's choking silently and then she like says something like, I think it's in my nose, and I look and then there's like a swarm of gnats just like around her face, nowhere else, just right there. And we spent the next 10 minutes like with her covering her mouth and face, like me trying not to laugh because the camera's behind us and her trying not to choke on these bugs.
I think they liked my lavender shampoo.
Yeah. Something, because it was just like, I was fine, it was just her.
That's funny.
My favorite part was a line from it, and it was, I had typhoid once. It was better than this. Yeah. As they were folding laundry.
No, I relate to that. I was off work the other day and I decided to do 3 loads of laundry and it almost broke me. Laundry. It was rough.
Laundry's a bitch.
Yeah. I walked into the bedroom and it was just like dark and he was laying in the bed surrounded by clothes that were half folded and he was just laying there.
I hate defeated.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Teaspoons.
Do you guys want to do a hard intro?
I'm Danny.
Oh, I don't know.
I guess it's still early on. We probably should.
Yeah.
Well, shoot us. We're too late. We can just do it now. I'm Jackson.
I'm Danny again.
I'm Madeline.
Welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Teaspoons, the podcast where we watch an episode of Gilmore Girls and share our thoughts about it and try to be funny.
We do more than try.
Watch the episode. Watch the episode before you listen to the podcast because we're going to spoil it for you. We've already had people writing in the last 2 episodes and they're like, hey, what the heck? I haven't seen it yet. Why did you say that? And I gave a fair warning. We're going to be spoiling these episodes.
Everyone knows this is a lie because you are the only one who hasn't seen all of Gilmore Girls. Like everyone else has seen it.
I have a source that says their roommates just started it. Shout out Joey. Today we watched episode 3 titled Kill Me Now. What do you think about that title?
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't fit with the episode very well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what that's referencing. When do they say it?
I'm pretty sure it's Lorelai that says it at some point.
Yeah, figures.
At her parents' house.
All right, you guys ready?
But Jackson, I had to say to you, how do you feel about this episode?
I like this episode. So far, it's been my favorite out of the three. I think the writing is a lot better on this one than the first and second.
I think it's because we get lots of more side characters and like more like color.
Well, I wrote down that last episode you did not like it because it was at Chilton and this one did not have any Chilton.
Yeah, that might be why.
I was wondering if that's why you might like it.
It also wasn't. It wasn't exactly Rory focused, although she played a big part. It was more grandpa focused. When
I mean, I guess,
was it? You don't agree?
I feel like it was pretty equally divided between.
I feel like it was Lorelai,
Rory
focused.
And Lorelai.
Well, I was. Don't get me started on Lorelai this episode. Let's just jump into it, and we'll explain as we go. We open up at the grandparents' house for Friday night dinner,
Which is tense as always.
Always tense. Sometimes I start to think maybe they're going to switch to hammocks, but nope, still tents. We find out that Richard's mom, so Lorelai's grandma, is famous for her balls. I thought that was funny.
What?
For her masquerade balls.
Oh.
Yeah, she had really nice balls.
So okay.
I asked if we could please have a masquerade party sometime. Oh. I feel like that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Is that like where everyone like wears a mask and you go and like is it like a like yep, a sexual thing?
No.
No, you don't got it.
No. There's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they do that. And it's like a
do
sexual thing.
Do you think the first Lorelai Gilmore was having sex masquerade parties?
I don't know. She was famous for her balls.
Okay, see, we keep saying gosh. She was. She is. This is a spoiler, but she is in the show later, and they're acting like she's dead in this episode. Yeah.
That spoiled it for me.
See, I took it as, it's like, she doesn't really do that much anymore. Like, she doesn't throw, like, parties and stuff anymore.
So she used to be famous for that. Now she doesn't know.
To me, like, they're talking about her as if she was dead.
I thought she was dead.
Maybe. Maybe she was supposed to be dead at the beginning, because I guess for Rory to have absolutely know nothing about her. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, that is weird.
She does come back.
Yep.
Crap, what's her name? Emily? Mm-hmm. Grandma has a zinger about her husband, Richard. She says, he would get his hair cut at the butcher if I let him. I thought that was funny. I wrote that down.
Yeah, you like that one?
So Rory has to join a team sport at Chilton as part of the requirements there.
Oh, yeah.
So Emily is just immediately grilling her, like, what sport are you going to join? And
was it grilling or just asking? Because I didn't feel like that was super invasive. I felt like it was she was just taking interest in what she was doing.
But then as soon as she heard golf, she went, golf. Yes. And was like, boop,
zeroed in.
Richard.
Yeah, that's fair. She just asked. But then, yeah, so Rory says golf, and Emily basically puts everyone on the spot and says, oh, well, Richard can teach you golf. He'll take you out Sunday. And all three of them are kind of, well, I guess Rory's not, but they're kind of like, what? No.
I would be so hurt if my grandpa responded in that way. If my grandma was like, oh, spend time with your granddaughter. And my grandpa did what Richard did. I'd be like, never mind. You'll have to.
Yeah. Which, granted, he hasn't seen her in a while. So it's probably
awkward.
But I haven't.
But they've been having these dinners, so he knows how she is as a person.
Yeah, but I mean, so later he says he works weekends most of the time. So he probably has like the one weekend off in months, and he's like, you got to spend with his granddaughter.
He should want to.
I'm trying to think of like a timeline of how long it's been. Because
it can't be that long if she hasn't joined a sport yet, right?
Yeah,
right.
Her birthday's in October, and we haven't had her birthday yet.
Yeah.
And she started like a month late. So they probably only had a couple of dinners at this point.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, might not be enough time to get to know each other yet. Mm-hmm. Might still just be awkward since Emily is the leader of the dinners. Yeah, and she's awkward.
Well, like the last time Richard and Rory were alone at the dinner table, he fell asleep on her. So he's obviously not too like interested in her.
Yet.
So then Lorelai and Emily go off into a separate room to have a one-on-one. And essentially it boils down to... What does it boil down to?
Emily manipulates the situation, kind of points out like it's true that Lorelai was already being a little bit controlling or just assuming that Rory would feel the same way she does.
Mm-hmm.
Lorelai was really irritating me in this, like at this dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like just every chance she got, she like just say an unnecessary comment that she knew would make her mom mad.
Yeah.
But like she
this whole episode
accuses Emily, of Emily of the same thing, but she's the exact same way. So they just kind of, they both bug me, but I also love them both.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely irritated me that Lorelai didn't even give Rory a chance to react to it before attacking Emily over it privately.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. She was very, I guess, like what we come to find out later, like jealous, I guess, is the motivation behind it all.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, I think it was definitely kinda jealousy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the most responsible reaction would have been like, okay, Rory and I will talk about it tonight. Yeah. Why don't you know?
Yeah. I'll shoot you a text tomorrow. So then we go outside.
First, I wrote that that cake looked really good.
I don't think I even saw the cake.
It looked really good.
Was it chocolate?
Well, the icing was white, and then it had like chocolate dripping down the sides. It looked good.
Nice. Then we go outside. Oh, before that, though.
My favorite quote from it.
Yes.
Was when Emily was like, if I go any further, I'll have to bore my way through the wall. That made me laugh. I liked that.
Yeah. That was when they were walking away from the table. So Lorelai said, keep going.
Thank you.
Just because maybe they haven't watched the episode yet.
I appreciate.
Yet.
I always forget to do that. So I appreciate you doing that.
So then we leave the house. Yes. And Rory's like, you can come to the club with me if you want. And Lorelai does this stupid thing where she is like, I'd rather kill myself than go to the club. I'd rather, more or less. But like, she just kept doing this weird. Was that not weird? And she did this laugh. I found it weird. She was like, I'd rather slide down a banister full of razor blades into a pool of alcohol than go to the club.
Oh my.
Well, I think she was like just pointing out how, like, to her it seemed so, like,
absurd.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. The laugh bothered me. Cool. So the next scene is the wedding prep going on at the inn. This is the big side plot of the episode, is Lorelai's planning. I mean, she's hosting the wedding, so she's getting everything ready at the inn for this wedding.
Double wedding.
Double wedding, because why?
Identical twins marrying identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
Which Michelle has a zinger, and he says, when he sees the twins walk in, he says, can you say that these days?
I don't remember what he said.
He said, like, let me know when the midgets and the elephants arrive or something. For the circus.
Yeah.
That's what he's insinuating there.
If identical twins and identical twins had babies, would the babies all look the same?
I think so. Because the genetics are the same.
Yeah, don't you remember like the four pea plants?
No.
I don't either.
The Punnett squares?
Yeah. Punnett squares.
Yes. I do.
Anything happen at this scene for you guys?
Besides the identical twins having kids? No.
I mean, I think they use that mother with the really bad relationship with her daughters. They use that as like a, I don't know, like a plot device for Lorelai to be like the antithesis of her and Rory. And then when they're going through their fight, she like that touching base with that mom reminds her like what she has with Rory.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, we find out that the two ladies getting married, their mom hates them. Basically.
They're insufferable, it seems. Yeah.
Because the father spoiled them. Oh, they're spoiled. And they won't move out.
They won't move away. Yeah.
They won't. Well, yeah. Won't move away. All right. The next scene, we are at the grandparents' house again. They're getting ready to go golfing. And Richard is very not looking forward to this day.
I don't get why he's so angry about it.
I really think it's because it's his weekend off.
Yeah, I bet it is. Like, he just wants to go and relax, but now it seems like a job or a chore.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Emily's like, you have to have lunch with Rory. And he was like, what? You didn't say anything about lunch? So I wrote, Richard doesn't want to have lunch with Rory.
Did he just not want to eat then?
I think he wanted to, like, teach golf and then have her leave.
How is she going to leave?
Well, she drove there, right? She has her license.
She drove to their house, not
maybe
to
she could take a
club.
Golf cart back to the house.
I don't.
Oh, wait, they didn't even use golf carts.
But yeah, so they don't even use a golf cart because this must be like a next level country club, because I didn't even realize that they have people that just carry your golf clubs for you.
Yeah, they're caddies.
Yeah. Actually, yes, I did know that, because in High School Musical 2, that's what some of the Wildcat gang, that's their job.
Which I find very interesting, because they obviously have golf carts here. Yeah. So they chose to walk it and have these two people carry their clubs and all that for them instead of just hopping on a golf cart. But yeah.
This is another point from before they were at the golf club.
That's fine.
How did Emily get that hat so fast? Like, because they were just there for dinner the night before, and she had...
No, it would have been Friday, so she would have had all day Saturday.
Was this not Saturday?
I think it was Sunday.
Did
Sunday.
I not pay attention to this episode at all? Ignore. I think everything you were asleep the whole time. So far. Yeah.
No, it was a Sunday though.
Yeah. We got really into clicking our pens at one point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Sunday, so she probably went to the Golf USA on Saturday.
Is that a golf hat?
It looked.
I've not seen that.
Like it should have had like dreads coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine that hat being worn like in a serious situation.
Do you think she was sabotaging Rory, trying to make her look like a fool?
No.
Okay.
Maybe Lorelai would have, but not Emily.
She probably would have. So then we go to the golf course, and he's starting to teach Rory how to golf. And her first swing, this is with a driver. This is something I noticed. She takes the biggest chunk of grass out and dirt, but you can't do that with a driver. It would bounce off the ground. So that's a fun fact.
Why?
Because it's round and flat, like an iron.
It's round and
so
flat.
So can't like chop into it.
The front is flat. There's no edge.
Like
yeah.
The earth.
Like the earth.
Gotcha.
Why do they only wear one glove? Is that a normal golf thing or were they just sharing a pair of gloves?
That's funny.
Thank you.
I don't know why. I think like maybe one hand is like dominant or whatever that would be the hand to get blisters. The other one doesn't touch the club enough or something. I don't know for sure.
I feel like at that point you should just cover your bases and
just throw on the other glove.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So then we go back to the kitchen at the inn and we see Jackson and Suki. And Suki's very upset because she's trying to make the strawberry shortcake for the wedding. And freaking Jackson brought blueberries.
I really want to try blueberry shortcake. I think that sounds
good.
Yeah.
What makes a shortcake?
It's
the height.
Like angel. It's angel food, whipped cream, and strawberries.
Your dad makes good shortcake.
Yeah, he does. But he's never made a blueberry shortcake.
You should throw that out there.
Send him a...
Or maybe it's pound cake.
Oh, what's the difference? Yeah. Besides the weight.
Madeline.
I'm done with both of you.
Yes.
I think the density is the difference, so the weight.
But yeah, Jackson says the strawberries were not good, so he brought blueberries instead.
He wears a funny hat.
Oh, does he?
Is it his beanie?
Yeah, his beanie. It's just like rolled up a little bit too much or something. Looks like a Peter Pan beanie situation. Yeah. It's like definitely not keeping half your head warm.
I like Jackson.
Of course you do.
My next question was, is strawberry shortcake classy? Because like I don't think of it as classy. So I'd be surprised if they would have it at their wedding.
What do you think of what cake is classy?
Like a tiered cake.
That's classy.
I don't think it was like the wedding cake.
Déclassé.
Déclassé.
Yeah, I thought it was just for the inn.
Oh.
No, it's...
No, because she brought
it's for the wedding.
That's the one she brings to the grandparents.
Yeah, for the wedding.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe it's like the rehearsal dinner? Because isn't that before the wedding?
No. No, it's after.
Oh.
What's after?
The next dinner with the grandparents.
I thought you were saying the rehearsal dinner's after the wedding. No?
I don't know.
That dinner is after the wedding, yeah.
I think it's the strawberry shortcake. Because I think she said for the wedding.
Yeah, I thought it was for the wedding. I'm just surprised that they'd have that.
Good question. Yeah.
Thank you. It was just good writing, so I needed it.
Great writing.
Entertaining. That's why I wrote pineapple right after that.
Why?
There's just a pineapple in the fridge right behind them.
In the fridge?
Yeah. Top shelf.
Is that noteworthy to you?
We'll see how long the pineapple's there. If it just stays there.
Is it a recurring thing?
We'll see.
All right. Be on the lookout for the pineapple.
Tracking the pineapple.
In the fridge of a professional kitchen.
How do you guys feel about Suki's hair?
Too dark.
Oh, okay. That's not.
happened? I don't know.
She had like her bandana and then four braids coming out of each side.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah. It was interesting.
They give her kind of wacky hairstyles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's a pretty wacky character.
Yeah, definitely wacky.
And then Michelle comes in and says, in a cool accent, there's like a soup or salad fiasco going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Which just drives
brings
home.
Us to the question of today, Jackson, Danny. Soup or salad?
I'm team salad.
For a wedding?
Yeah.
For a summer wedding? A or summer I guess this wedding. Is early autumn, so it's like September.
Yeah, I just feel like soup, it's just too easy to spill on you.
Mm, you have a waiter. Good point.
Is the waiter feeding you? Like,
what? Yeah, probably at this wedding.
I just feel like salad.
Salad. Okay, here's my issue with salad. The leaves fall off the fork and go everywhere.
Maybe you just don't stab hard enough.
How dare you?
I'm not a soup person. I'll eat it with grilled cheese, but that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm recommending here. We go with a nice tomato bisque with grilled cheese. But it's a fancy wedding, so you're only going to get one triangle of grilled cheese.
At my brother's wedding, we had fancy grilled cheese.
That's cool.
We made it fancy.
Happy. And we're just all made with like different cheeses and...
Asiago?
Sure. Mm. They were very good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Back to the golf course. Rory and Papa.
Richard.
Richard are really hitting it off, kind of...
Yeah, they're bonding.
Yeah, they're bonding. She asks him like what he does at his job and
he's like, she's not a stupid little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we learn that Rory and Lorelai are planning going backpacking through Europe doing the whole hostel thing when she graduates high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa is all for that.
Richard?
Is that what
to an extent. So we'll get more. We'll get back with that.
Oh, as far as I know. Is it Fez? Is that Fez. A place?
Yeah, it's in Morocco. It's a city in Morocco.
Oh.
Yep.
Heck yeah. She wants to go to Fez. And then the weirdest part of the episode, I thought, is the sauna. Is that a common thing to do after golfing?
I was wondering about that too, because it just seems weird.
Especially if you're like with your grandpa at a club you've never been to. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know saunas.
I asked if his newspaper would hold up in a sauna. Like it gets very wet in there.
Yeah.
Would he be able to?
Maybe it was laminated.
And his glasses.
Yeah, they didn't fog up at all.
I feel like in real life, those old men would have been butt naked.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Was that a... Well, that's later on, but was that like a gay thing? Or are they saying like when she was like that guy... Like all the like frills all or something. Frilly? Yeah, all things frilly.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't take it that way, but
I assumed it was like a mistress thing or something.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Mm. But in the sauna, Richard talking to the other old men, kind of like starts bragging on Rory. It's like the first time he's felt, I guess, like proud of her, like proud to talk about her. I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think they do a really good job with the random old men in this episode because they just seem so realistic. Like,
they're funny.
Him talking about his cart. And like, I think I'll write a letter to the board. I wish you would.
Yeah. Because someone stole his golf cart that and he gave uses it back. Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really want that to be my future, I think.
You'll get there.
When I'm old.
You're halfway there.
I'm not old.
And then on Rory's side, we see the most odious woman alive again.
Yeah. Yes, this woman.
I wanted to know, one, where did her dog go? Because she had a dog. An
ugly dog.
The dog sauna.
And interesting. And two, do you think they allowed dogs in country clubs?
I feel like the small, rich woman dog.
With the bow in its hair.
Clean up the poop and the pee.
Maybe
they got people just walking around carrying golf clubs.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they allowed dogs. I feel like that's weird for like a fancy.
I think I've seen a dog at a. It wasn't a fancy golf course.
That's why.
Then we go back to the wedding prep, and my note here is that Gary is the best employee. So Lorelai comes out and says, "Gary, no, the tool goes on the chairs, not on the trees." And this guy just looks at her and smiles and starts taking the bow down. He was just my bad. Let me fix it.
Like not this really even acknowledging it.
Yeah, just like happy to work. Just,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And
then we meet Kirk, but his name isn't Kirk. But
so he's still not Kirk.
He seems like Kirk.
Is this like?
He's getting there.
Yeah.
Because what was it, last episode or the first one that he was the cable guy?
Mick.
was the second one. Was it?
I thought it was first because that was when Emily just started budding.
Second one, because Rory hadn't started Chilton in the first one.
Yeah, I thought maybe. I don't know, because I thought as soon as Emily found out about...
We're only three in and we can't remember. What
we did take a break between these. But yeah, so we... So you think this is like the first real Kirk? First time he's Kirk?
Well, he's not Kirk because Kirk has known Lorelai for years. So the conversation would have been much different. But he's becoming Kirk.
Was he just a delivery guy here?
Yeah, just a swan delivery guy.
Yeah, he shows up at the wedding with the swan.
With two swans instead of 100 or something.
Yeah, 20.
20. Okay.
But
yeah. And I still hate Drella.
I still love her. But it was the second one.
Yes. Second one.
Okay. Right over my notes.
So he is in back-to-back episodes now.
Yep. Yeah.
We find out Michelle hates swans because he was attacked by swans when he was a child.
I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's definitely understandable.
Yeah, birds are not trustworthy. Yeah,
he's French.
I hate geese just because we lived next to an asshole goose growing up.
One specifically?
Yeah. Her name was Lucy. She was horrible. Oh. She honked at us every time we'd go by and she'd charge us. Not that Lucy. Love the other Lucy.
Well, yeah.
Madeline... I bit my dad once.
Oh, jeez. Madeline went to a university where they let the geese run wild.
Oh, gosh.
Which I don't know if you know this.
All schools do.
Is that a common thing?
Yeah, they're not going to, like, harness the geese.
Did you have geese?
Oh, you did not have geese running around.
The UCO geese have their own Twitter account.
Yeah. They run the school.
There's a duck pond at OU, but it's, like, in the far corner, and they're definitely not running around campus.
Oh.
My first day, I rolled in, and they are, like, swinging baseball bats against their palms. There's, like, fresh meat.
Geese have palms.
Don't speak English. It was a joke.
I don't like this image.
Oh, I had something funny to say. Did you know Richard's mom was famous for her balls? Just kidding. Next scene was back at the club. I didn't write anything down. This was the lunch with Grandpa, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I wrote one. I thought it was very weird that the old guys went from being in a sauna to putting on sweaters. Mm. That just sounds horrible.
It sounds really bad.
Yeah.
But that also seems like a very... country club thing to do at the same time. Yeah, that's like the midday sauna.
Yeah, I don't like getting all sweaty. And
take a steam.
Take a steam.
I don't get it. Yeah.
And then I wrote, that was a Jackson joke.
What joke?
But that's all I wrote.
You don't remember the joke?
Oh, it was the old man when he said like, oh, she beat me. She got me beat with the 4.0.
No, I think Rory said it.
Oh.
Because she said, was that not funny or something like that? Hold on.
Was it there? Because she had a joke at
Luke's. You oh, are correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought that joke was funny.
I guess the sweater was my only comment on lunch.
Hmm.
Yeah, the lunch was pretty lackluster. They just keep bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next scene, we're at Luke's diner. You have anything to say?
Rory makes a joke that you would say.
It was pretty good. I think Luke was just talking about how golf courses are destroying the environment.
And she's like, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
And he just stared at her.
Yeah. Yeah. How what'd you guys think about Luke in this episode? Not many lines.
I just want to know what he's doing for the environment. That he is so, like, you know, if you're going to, like, shame people, then you better be... running on clean energy or something. I don't see any solar panels outside of Luke's diner, you know?
True.
Okay.
Maybe he's...
Maybe what he's doing for the environment is not going to country clubs. That's enough for him.
I've seen the truck he drives. That thing cannot be great.
True.
Maybe he's just trying to use it until it's kicks it so that he doesn't get a new car.
Yeah.
Because that's bad.
Luke seems like the type of guy that finds... moral superiority in his words than his actions. Lorelai shows up to have a meal with Rory and finds out that Rory had a good time, which starts to bother her.
I wrote that she needs therapy.
We do learn that Rory has a deviated septum, which I don't know what that means.
So does Lorelai, apparently.
Yeah,
it
they
means
both
like
do.
The middle part of your nose goes off in a different direction. Like, yeah.
Jackson's pops. Like
between your nostrils. That's weird.
Do you hear it?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you can feel it. It's just like you like lightly move it.
It's pretty exhilarating.
You can try after we're done.
Thanks. I can't wait to touch his nose. That's not gonna happen. Deviated septum is why Rachel and friends got a nose job. Sometimes it'll get bad enough that it'll block your breathing.
Oh, really?
I have a very slight one, apparently, but not enough to get a nose job.
Is that why, like, sometimes one nostril gets clogged up, but the other one can breathe fine?
No. That's normal. That happens to every human.
That's happening to me right now.
It's not in there.
It's not snot.
It is. Dude, is this the content
you need
want?
To blow your nose? We no. can wait. Scott Patterson, the guy who plays Luke.
Scotty P.
Had a really big issue with how Lorelai treats Luke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just because, like...
Yeah, because she freaking walked in and she sat down. And, like, within the first 30 seconds, she looks over and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, Luke, I thought the sign said open.
Well, I don't know. I thought that was just, like, joking. Like, that's how they are to each other.
I mean, I always thought it was funny, but then... Yeah. After listening to his podcast, he really hated it. And like, he thought it was super disrespectful. And I was like, wow.
If they weren't like friends for years, then sure.
Apparently he had a completely different take. And like, I don't know. It was just interesting to hear about.
Yeah.
Maybe Scotty P is a little too sensitive. Scotty P, if you find that offensive, come on our show. We would love to talk to you.
Please.
You're not human until I talk to you. The next scene, we're back at... Wait, the wedding.
No.
Is the boob fight next?
I don't want you guys to talk about this scene. This was weird.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
So, what starts it? Oh, Lorelai's like...
Richard calls.
Okay.
And talks to Rory.
Yeah. Richard calls, talks to Rory. Oh,
we didn't even talk about that, did we?
No, not yet.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
I guess I didn't write any notes from when they're at the inn.
Mm. Yeah, he just calls and
talks. Well, that's after. He calls the inn after, but he calls the home first, right?
Mm-mm. He just calls the inn.
Yeah, he doesn't call the house. Because I think it goes straight from
the
inn.
Oh, and that's when she's asking him her about it. She's asking her, like, mm-hmm. So what did Grandpa call about?
Just right afterwards. Yeah, they're at the house.
Yeah.
So Richard calls and just chats, and Lorelai is, like, looking... gloomy while Rory's on the phone.
Gloomy.
And then we go to the house, which freaked me out because Rory's just staring at herself in a mirror, just a handheld mirror.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's very weird.
She's like, I'm going to change my hair. And you know what? She never does the entire show.
Did it?
She does when she goes to college. And that's, I think, what starts my really not liking her.
Did it have something to do with the country club? Did they all have different hair or something?
They were all old.
Were they all blonde?
They were all old. They were gray.
The women weren't that old.
Older than Rory.
Well, yeah, but not.
I think it was just her wanting to, like, realizing that there's a different life than the one she's living. So maybe she's wanting to change things up.
Mm. Can I psychoanalyze Lorelai?
Go for it.
I think part of why she gets so frustrated and upset is because she's also dealing with the guilt. Because later on she talks about, like, I knew I didn't want that life. I didn't mean to like take you away from them completely. So I think she's feeling jealous a little bit that like her parents are bonding with her daughter more than her. So she feels left out. But then I think she also feels really guilty because she's stopped them from having any kind of relationship up until now. So I think it's both of those at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense because she kind of flips out in the scene.
Yeah, because then she's like, is that my sweater? It's fine. Just ask. Like, is it too much to ask? Like, you're going to stretch it out. And at that point, it's like, whoa, what are you saying?
That stuff also, like, made me really think that Lorelai also really sees Rory as a sister. Because that was like a complete sister fight, too.
Yeah.
And being jealous of your sister getting more attention, I feel like.
And they're like the same size.
Yeah. Like, if anything, I'm pretty sure Rory is smaller.
Yeah. Like, no boob stretching is happening.
Yeah.
And like, you would know what size bras each other wears. Yeah. Like, this wouldn't be a question.
She was just being petty.
Yeah. So what happens is they have a fight about boobs.
Yeah. But like, wouldn't it be like, it's not like she's not like saying like, you're bigger than me, like in a bad way. Because like having bigger boobs isn't like a bad thing. But so it's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a very weird scene.
Yeah.
One time me and my dad got in a fight and we just started yelling, no, your balls are bigger. And then the next scene we go to.
I don't like that.
Rory ends the fight, by the way. She says, you're cracked, and walks away. Yeah. I was like, that's a cool line. And then we're out on the street and we see Lorelai walking with Suki and she finds strawberries.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Before I write about the strawberries, yeah. I wrote, they talk about soup a lot in this episode.
Are they talking about soup there?
Yeah.
Suki was like, I'm bad with advice. Let's talk about soup. I can talk about soup.
This show makes me want soup.
I want grilled cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Strawberries. And then Jackson sees Suki getting all these strawberries.
I also noted, Suki, you're going to need a lot more strawberries than that. She's trying to like stuff a bunch more into the one container.
Yeah.
Like if it's going to be that big old.
Yeah, she would need the whole.
You need a lot more strawberries in there.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Those strawberries did look perfect though.
Yeah, they looked too perfect.
I wonder whose strawberries. Were they Dozie's? They didn't look like Dozie's Market.
I don't know.
So I wonder whose they were.
Also very trusting to this place had all their fruit outside.
It's a small.
It's Stars town. Hollow. Yeah. What are you insinuating?
There's no one, crime happens in small towns.
They don't even have a stoplight yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jackson sees her buying the strawberries. It's basically like, you're cheating on me. Mm-hmm. And then she starts yelling like, I'm desperate. I needed the strawberries. And then they run away.
And she chases him throughout the streets.
Yeah. Pretty cute.
Fishtailing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next scene is the actual wedding ceremony taking place. Yeah. Or all the reception.
I asked why they have a band playing and the harpist playing different songs at the same. I wanted to say that.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be able to hear the harp with these electric guitars and drums.
Why was she so insistent on like what Drella played?
Yeah, right. Or maybe like she played the harp first and then she just wouldn't stop playing when the band started.
Yeah, so maybe
like,
no one wanted her to play. Maybe the harp was like for the ceremony.
Yeah, and then, but she was like, no, I'm playing.
Then she got drunk.
Yeah.
She was one hand in that harp.
So some boring stuff happens. And then we hear this lady saying, I didn't spend $500 on this dress, which I heard that. And I was like, $500 isn't bad at all for like what I would picture these people buying on a dress. But then we see it and it's for like a 4-year-old. So I thought that was like funny.
Well, yeah. And then it's because Lorelai is seeing her childhood right there.
Yeah.
Because it's that because. The boring stuff that you didn't want to mention was Lorelai and Rory making up.
Yeah. And
we don't care about that.
Yeah, because right before that, the mother of the brides was happy because they're finally moving away. Mm-hmm. So that's when like Lorelai goes to make up with Rory.
Yeah.
So yeah, they make up, talk about the dress.
You can interrupt him if you.
Yeah, jump in. I'm just.
Jump in. How do you feel about their style of. Like scarf incorporated in with the dress.
Oh, it has those little like hoop things. That's just very like early 2000s. Like
very happy that's not a thing.
Because I definitely had a belt that like did the same thing where you had to loop it through one of the hoops and then the other.
Yeah. I remember those. Yeah. You haven't talked about fashion yet.
Okay, so Rory's first outfit was a denim jacket over this like patterned dress. Didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Second outfit was. Her golf outfit.
I did not like that one.
Looked bad.
You said it was boring.
So boring. The hat really brought that to life.
Khakis, man.
She looked like a banker.
Yeah.
What was the third outfit?
I was hoping we could just move on.
It was another red sweater.
It might have been her sweater.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no. The other red sweater was after the first red sweater.
Yeah, there was a lot of red sweaters. Yeah,
because she wore something else when Richard called. At the end. I don't remember what.
Wasn't good.
Probably. And then it was boob sweater. Then it was another red sweater. Then it was the dress.
Wait, there was a second red sweater?
Yeah, it was the one that you asked if it was the same sweater.
And then we go to the grandparents' house for the final scene. Lorelai brings...
used dessert.
Yeah. That cracked me up. It was the leftover strawberry shortcake.
No.
Blueberry. She did not get the strawberries.
Oh, yeah. Did they say that in Blueberry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
She gave in to Jackson.
Hmm. People always give in to Jackson. So they just kind of... Oh, Richard comes in when they get there and he's like, I have... What does he have? Is it the book?
Yes. And first edition memoirs.
In his office.
First, Emily rubbed it in Lorelai's face that Emily was right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As Emily does. Coke
and white wine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then they all... So Rory goes with Richard, Papa, to the office to look at this thing. And Emily's like, I think I'll go too.
And then Lorelai's left alone.
Yep. And that's how it freaking ends. Just her sitting there alone.
Like it was very fitting.
So that was a heck of an episode.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about like Babette and Miss Patty and...
Babette? Miss Patty?
Yeah. They popped in there.
They popped did. In there. I wouldn't say anything important.
I love Babette. Talking about Cinnamon getting stuck again.
It's because you like cats.
I love Lori's Babette. Playing Thelonious on the Steinway.
That was pretty like sexy. You look over in the window and you see this old man.
They have dream relationship. They're perfect.
They're cute.
They're cute. That's us.
You don't know.
I mean, you got to decide if you're going to be a Maury or a steamer, because he's not a steamer.
What's a steamer?
You take a steam.
Oh.
A country club. It's definitely not Maury.
I think I'm going to break it up into phases. So like I'll have 5 years of country club and then 5 years of.
Which one's first?
What am I doing now? I don't steam. So I guess I'm.
You're not Maury.
Who am I now?
Kirk.
What? You work at a grocery store, so like, yep, this is a very Kirk job.
You're a weirdo.
Cool. So, what did you think? I thought this was the best episode so far.
Yeah, it was good. There was like a lot going on, and you got a lot of the like Stars Hollow feel and different characters and stuff.
I like that Rory's getting more acquainted with the grandparents.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way Lorelai's heading. I hope she figures her stuff out soon.
Yeah, this watch through, like already she's really irritating me, but I love Lorelai, so
she just doesn't know how to process her emotions.
She needs therapy.
She needs therapy.
Very bad.
They all do.
And this podcast is brought by BetterHelp.
Okay, we're done. Oh.
Okay, do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
You have a game?
I have a line from the show, and we'll see if which one of you can finish it correctly.
Do we have to like buzz in, or do we just say it?
Raise your hand, and I'll call on. Whoever raised their hand first. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Maybe. Never mind.
Mira does make a perfect blank. Jackson? You have to have an answer when you
raise your hand. Okay, go to her first.
Danny?
I didn't raise my hand.
Oh, okay. I have an answer.
Okay.
Say it again.
Mira does make a perfect
soup.
Blank. No.
See, in my head, I'm thinking quiche, but I don't think that's right.
Oh.
Jackson?
What do they eat for dinner? Cake.
Pickled herring.
No.
That's a different episode.
Can anyone tell me who says it?
Emily. Yes.
Emily.
Yeah, okay. Emily says it.
I raised my hand.
Too bad. The audience cannot see that. So. For all Let they know, it be noted,
I raised my hand.
I did. He's lying.
What was the line?
No. Hang on. Filet mignon.
Okay.
I don't know.
Boiled duck.
No.
I even saw it. You like wrote it down and wrote a line. Yeah. I just thought you didn't remember.
Okay, so I don't remember, but it was the very first line of the show, so we could even go back and figure it out. But I think it's a type of cake, but it does start with a C, but it's like C-A-S-S.
Pickled herring, something. I'll be mad.
It's not. It's
That's a different episode. I was not.
What's a cassoulet?
I remember that.
Cassoulet. That's what it is. Mira does make a perfect cassoulet.
What's a cassoulet?
Like a fancy casserole.
I don't know. Can you Google it?
You're talking next to the microphone.
I don't know. Can you Google it?
You can tilt that. Yeah, I'll Google it.
Google. We are sponsored by Google. That'd be cool.
A hearty, slow-simmered stew of sausage. Typically duck, pork, and white beans.
Not pickled herring.
It's one of the great hallmarks of French country cuisine.
It's not a cake either.
Were any of us close? Who said soup?
I said boiled duck.
Yeah, and soup, so...
So yes, wow. I was close. What do I win?
I'm hungry now.
Thank you for playing my game.
It was yes, fun. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for making a game.
Yeah.
Making my dream come true.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to check out the other shows on Pencil Rocket Network.
Come back next week.
Yeah, next week we're going to be, let's see. I think we did episode 3 this week. Do you guys want to do, I don't know, episode 4 next week? Did you hate that?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
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 3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have lit off.